How, like, our chances
are. How confident are you then?
We feel good about ourselves. You know, we ain't overconfident. We just know we got to go out there and play our best 60 minutes because we going against a great team, great offense, great defense. So we know we can't make no mistakes out there.
Do you feel like you finally put the running game on the map? I mean, it's been so overlooked with the
passing. I wouldn't say all that. You know, the running game always been there. It's just we really didn't have to use it. You know, the pass game was doing a lot for us, scoring a lot of points for us. So the run game wasn't used. You know, like I said earlier, when the run game is needed, you know, we're going to show to everybody that we do have a run game. It's straight. You know, I really don't feel the cold. You know, we got heated benches, so, you know, I stay a little warm out there on the field.
How do you keep your hands?
Gloves. It don't work all the time, but they all right.
How good do you feel right now?
I feel good. You know, the line been doing an excellent job. You know, I feel real comfortable behind them guys. They've been doing their thing, the receivers, making downfield blocks, so I feel real comfortable running the ball right now.
How much better do you feel now than you did a year ago? Kevin was just talking about the maturity level and learning.
Physical-wise or?
No, just you know, mentally.
Mentally?
Yeah.
I feel a lot better because, you know, I was going into a situation where I really didn't know what to expect last year. You didn't know how the playoffs was going to be, how the atmosphere was going to be, the intensity level. Now getting a year under my belt, I got a feel for what to look for, how it's going to be played, the game speed and all that. So mentally, I feel a lot better than I did last year. Not really. You know, been playing running back a long time, so, you know, I know how to play running back, so it don't take too much to get into the game. You know, a couple plays here, a couple plays there, you know, I'll be all right.
Lawrence, where did the authority come from? It seemed like last week you ran with a tremendous amount of authority.
Oh, did I? I thought I was still tap shoe. Still I had my tap dancing shoes on. No, it's been there all the time. You know, like I told folks, you know, I do have the power. It's just you got to know when to use it and when not to use it and what type of game it's going to be. And that was a physical downhill game that deserved a downhill running style.
You think that's going to be the case again? You know, with the
most likely, looking at them on defense, they have a real physical defense, real big guys out there. So it ain't going to be too many moves you're going to be able to make out there on the field. It's going to be a one cutting downhill type of game. Well, they number one at causing turnovers, and we got to continue holding on the ball, and hopefully we don't fumble and don't give them opportunities to score points.
That sort of seems to have stuck in your throat a little bit, the tap dancing
that
there.
No, that's a little joke. You know, I like to laugh at all the time. You know, the media the one that said it, so, you know, I like to joke around with them.
You guys, I'm talking about the weather again. Do you like your chances a little bit against a warm weather team?
I really don't feel like the weather affects people. I think players going to be players no matter what the weather is. I think they're going to come ready to step up to the challenge just like we got to be ready to step up to their challenge. So I don't think the weather really going to affect them guys. They're going to come out here. They're going to come out hard and give us their best shot, and we're going to try to give them our best shot.
Whether you've been able to practice in this weather, and they haven't been practicing in a dome or in 70-degree weather?
It really doesn't matter. I think a game is going to be a game.
You said that you learned a lot last year. With that experience, how comfortable are you and how excited are you?
Well, it's been real fun, you know, just being able to go out there and help the team, you know, to establish the run game and going out there just having fun. So, you know, the second half has been real fun for me.
Lawrence, you talk about San Diego and they're good at turning over the ball. You guys don't give it away very often. How good have you guys been at that?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us, you know, because they like to strip. They like to get the turnovers. They like to cause fumbles. So, you know, hopefully our stats stay the same and we don't give them the ball. And like I said earlier, give them opportunities to put points on the board and, you know, and just keep the ball in our possession.
What did you learn when you say you learned a lot from last year? What
Well, how the intensity level is going to be, the speed of the game, you know, how the game should be played and, you know, just going out there knowing what to expect. You know, now I have a better feel on how to read defenses better than I did last year. So just knowing where the hole might be before it get there.
Lawrence is also better last year during the postseason. You were trying to play through injuries. Is it better this time around?
It's always better when you don't got to play through injuries and you can just go out there and have fun.
Did you play your college games in the Metrodome?
Unfortunately, yeah. Didn't have to go outside to the cold. You know, we had a dome and I stayed inside all the time.
Do you recall it? Playing on the road, like in a really cold area?
Yeah, we played Michigan State, but, you know, that was in the past, so, you know, it really doesn't mean nothing now.
Right.
Right.
And you were, it was last year you played in the Dome, the AFC Championship game, right?
It was straight, you know. I feel like I play pretty good in domes, you know.
That's last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
But one thing they might have an advantage over you is they do have a catchy little theme song. Patriots don't have a theme song. The Superchargers song. You talked to the coach about it, and he said he can't stand that song.
I really never even heard it, and really too much don't care for it.